You're listening to the Market This podcast, your number one source for growing your business and understanding the digital landscape. Here is your host, BrandSpin CEO and founder, Brian Palmer.
All right, what is going on? On this episode of Market This, we're going to talk about lead magnets. Now, lead magnets happen to be something that we work with pretty much all day, every day. And it's one of the things that clients ask us questions on the most. How do you create a lead magnet? What's the best platform? What happens after they download it? What happens after they sign up? What should I offer to begin with? There's so many questions regarding lead magnets, but I think we need to start at the very beginning. Lead magnets themselves get a very bad rap these days because, you know, we've all signed up for it. You think it's going to be great. The ad captures your attention. The picture's cool. And then what you get is really underwhelming. It's kind of like those Pinterest fails. If you've ever seen those on the internet where someone, you know, sees a recipe, sees a picture, they try it themselves. It just doesn't turn out that well. And they're bummed. So to begin with, the definition of a lead magnet in marketing speak is an irresistible bribe offering a chunk of value, quote unquote value, to a prospect in exchange for their contact information. This is also known as a bribe to subscribe. The key word here in both definitions is bribe. Now, when you think of bribe, it's not a good word that anybody wants to think about. If you've ever been bribed before, you know it's not a good experience. The definition of bribe is to persuade to act in one's favor, typically illegally or dishonestly, by a gift of money or other inducement. Now, in this case, on the internet, the inducement is generally going to be a form of a lead magnet. And there are tons of ways of doing lead magnets. You have to figure out what's the best lead magnet for your business and your target audience. If you need help doing that, schedule a brainstorm session with us. We'll go through it with you and we'll help you think of the best type of lead magnet, whether it's a download, whether it's a video, whether it's a free trial, whether it's a free sample. There's lots of different ways that you can do it. It goes deeper though than just the lead magnet itself. You want to actually start thinking about what happens after somebody downloads or takes action. It's also very important to set clear expectations when somebody downloads this. If they're going to be added to a newsletter list, tell them. If you guys are going to follow up or they're going to be given additional opportunities for more information, tell them. The more open and upfront you are at the beginning, the better chances that you're going to get quality leads, you're going to get less people opting out, less spam complaints, and you're going to have more engagement throughout the process. And you might be thinking, well, Brian, if we do that, won't we get less signups? Absolutely. And that is totally fine. Don't worry about that at all. We are huge on quality over quantity. It is very easy to build someone's list using lead magnets to 10,000 leads, 20,000, 100,000 leads. We do it all the time. What you have to really work on, though, is of that number of leads, how many are quality prospects? How many actually have a chance of buying your product or service, doing business with you? And it starts with the lead magnet. If you can't get that right, and that their first experience with you is not really what they were looking for, they're gone. They're going to opt out. They're going to take your free stuff. They're going to leave. They're not going to ever tell their friends about you. So we have to think of, when we do lead magnets, how can we put our best foot forward? Now, again, there's different types. The most common is going to be your PDF, your report, your download, something like that. What a lot of people do is they will download that, they will read it, and they will generally opt out, okay? But it also depends on how quality of a lead they are, and that goes to your ad strategy, which we'll talk about another time. So if we talk about PDFs and reports, I think it's very important. And the way we do it is we'll set up the download. We will then generally do a confirmation email sequence. Now, the reason why I do that is because if somebody wants to download something, a lot of us are used to getting that on the thank you page, and that's fine. It eliminates an element of friction, but most people will enter, not most, a lot will enter fake emails. They'll enter their, you know, fake emails or emails they never check just to get access to the free stuff. The problem with that obviously is they won't ever get anything more of value from you because it's fake. It doesn't work. I always do a confirmation sequence before. So the PDF download, they'll enter their information in exchange for whatever we want to give them. Again, a really good value. We have to focus on that. On the thank you page, they'll generally see some kind of message saying, thanks so much. Your download is on the way, but first you have to confirm your email. Generally, we'll give them two chances to confirm their email. You can still deliver the PDF even if they haven't. Maybe the day later saying, hey, we noticed you haven't confirmed your email, but we still want to try to get this to you because it's what you signed up for. That's fine. But when someone confirms their email, they're obviously, it's a legit email. They're more engaged. And that email or your emails moving forward will come from a different server in most CRM cases. So that's a higher reputation, which leads to better deliverability, less chance that it's going to land in spam, and all kinds of good stuff. Another example of a lead magnet that I think used to be used pretty well, then people started getting really lazy with it, is going to be your cheat sheets. Cheat sheets, I've seen really good ones, and I've seen absolutely horrible ones. That's the majority of what we see. Now, to make a good cheat sheet, you have to really be pretty in-depth with it, pretty detailed. Because if you want somebody to be able to take these hacks or these cheats, I think cheats is kind of a bad word. I think it's just a good term to identify what it is, but you obviously don't want people to cheat. You have to give really, really solid information. So let's say you want to do a Facebook ads cheat sheet. You need to have images. You need to have good definitions. You need to have quick ways for them to accomplish things in Facebook ads faster than normal. If it's going to be a cheat sheet or any kind of hacks, it needs to save them time and deliver better results than the alternative. So make sure that you're thinking through that. Hey, how can we actually create something that does deliver value quicker? A really good example of cheat sheets that I've seen from like Microsoft is shortcuts on the keyboard. Here's how you do a lot of these different ones. In fact, I used to actually print them out and put them above my screen so that if I needed to do something real quick, I would always remember how to do that. I could look up and I could see different shortcuts. Those offer a lot of value and I think can be done really well. But again, some people can get really lazy with them and just state the obvious and call it a cheat sheet, and that's not going to bring somebody through. Another example, toolkits, resource kits, that's kind of in the same thing as PDF downloads. So toolkits need to have essentially a toolkit. Now, when I look at that, I would say if you're doing a guide to analytics, and this is kind of like your toolkit, I would put in different software pieces, links to those, pricing information, whether there's a free trial, whether it's paid, and how to use them. So if you're going to put together a toolkit, you know, think about it in terms of real tools. You have a hammer, you have a screwdriver, you have a wrench, you have pliers, you have different tools in your toolkit. Well, how do you use those? And how do you put together that proper toolkit? So make sure that it's actually really appropriate and it relates to obviously what you have, and it's going to give them a lot of different value. Free trials. These are, I mean, really probably some of the most used lead magnets, especially with software systems. Netflix does it. A lot of your software, your SaaS programs that you're going to be using, they're going to be doing free trials, 7, 14, 30-day free trials. Test it out. Use the product. Where a lot of people fail is it's easy to sign up for a free trial. It's also easy to start sending a couple pretty generic emails on how to use the software. But if you're not tracking that and seeing that people are opening and logging in, they're not going to be using your product. A great way to do a free trial is to also have tracking in place to where if somebody signs up for that free trial and you see they haven't logged in, or they haven't logged in several days and it's a 14-day trial, or maybe they haven't activated some certain feature, you should be reaching out to them with specific information about what they have or have not done and then what those next steps are. In order for someone to use your software, especially if it's a free trial, help them use it. Make them become masters, but also hold them accountable. Hey, you wanted this free trial. We want to help you use it before it runs out. So that's something to think about with free trials. And I think those are very effective. I like them a lot. And definitely give those a shot. Videos, video training, video series. I love those. I think videos are some of the most effective lead magnets that you can possibly do. I think it's some of the most effective ways to generate content because you can connect. You can see that person, you can connect with them, and you can form that relationship, that bond, even if you don't really know you're forming it just yet. So videos can be, you could access a free training. It could be a free webinar. It could be a free video series. I'm not a huge fan of the sign up for video series and then you just are looking at a PowerPoint presentation the whole time. I want to see that person's face. I want to engage, especially in this virtual world that we're living in, where many are working from home, businesses are moving virtual. You need to be able to feel like you're in a room with that person, and looking at a PowerPoint's just not going to do it. So in a video series, maybe it's a 3-day mini series, one video per day for 3 days. These generally work well, but you have to take it one step further. If somebody didn't watch the video, they signed up, but you know, because you have tracking, that they didn't attend any of the 3 videos, send them replays. Ask them why they didn't attend. Maybe loop them back through again. You want to make sure that you are doing everything you can to give that person the most from their lead magnet. I don't care if it's a video series or a PDF. Make sure they've downloaded it. Make sure you have tracking in place. Make sure you're following up appropriately. And you're not just going from lead magnet to buy. It just doesn't work. People need a little bit more time to digest the information because, frankly, there's so much in front of them. My inbox is full every day. Your prospect's inbox is full every day. How are you going to stand out? How is your lead magnet going to make their lives easier to then do business with you as a paying customer? You got to think through that. And if you can't, you know, think past just, hey, here's the lead magnet and the download and then the offer, you probably shouldn't be doing the same business that you're doing, okay? You need to be thinking of a more custom journey for people. Discounts, that's another lead magnet. Free shipping, those are things that a lot of retailers will put. A lot of goods that are shipped to you, physical products. When you go on someone's website, you might get a 20% discount. Maybe they're advertising free shipping with this code. Those are all lead magnets. Obviously, what you do after is going to be so important, probably more so than the leads, because again, remember, it's pretty easy to get a lead because anybody can opt out. You need to keep their attention throughout the entire process. I hope this kind of helps. There's a lot you can talk about. There's a lot we can go through with lead magnets. So again, schedule a brainstorm session with us. Let's go through it for your business. We'll help you figure out the best lead magnet and the best way to do it and cater to your audience. The best part is these brainstorm sessions are absolutely free. So grab one, let's talk through it, and let's help you create the best lead magnet that is going to put your business ahead of all your competitors.
You've just listened to an episode of the Market This podcast, brought to you by BrandSpin. Make sure to subscribe so you'll never miss an episode, and visit brand-spin.com to learn more about digital marketing. That's BRAND-SPIN.com.